just saying, it just seems kind of like a little bit more mellow on the bumpers today.
Is this U2's Numb?
Yes. Pretty sure.
I think it is. It's the intro for U2's Numb.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's U2.
Hey, Lloyd, can you play the Cat on the Piano to just get Scotty's blood flowing?
Oh, I actually deleted that one out of the bag.
You deleted it?
That was just gone.
It's gone, gone?
Gone, gone.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Xavier sat up to a piano at 2 years old and started hammering away.
Jackie Blue Eyes walking barefooted across the piano.
This is what it sounds like when Jackie Blue Eyes gets a Sharpie and starts playing the piano.
Oh, man, it's been a great day.
It's not an attack, Lloyd. I just didn't know if you were in a mood or if, like, sometimes the bumpers.
No, just playing some stuff.
Are you doing okay, Lloyd?
I'm doing
great.
What
happened? The NFL schedule release got you dobbered down?
No, dobber's great.
Who's the, what did you say, the Raiders or
Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Opening up with Jackson and Baltimore.
Well, Raiders will probably start 6-2, and then they'll finish 500.
Got a call with the Raiders later today, a conference call.
Okay.
Their game's on the radio.
It's going to happen again?
I think they found out that I'm now a super fan, and they want to.
they want to sweeten the pot a little bit?
Yeah.
See if you can work in 3 tickets and a trip for you, me, and Lloyd. Go down to the MGM Grand that's got their doors open.
Do you know, like, and I guess this is a sign of me getting older, but, like, I think about going to a Raiders game, and my initial thought is, man, that Tropicana exit's going to be a nightmare. Where are we going to park? Hotel's going to be a mess. Like, it's going to be a nightmare getting in and out of that stadium. Like, I'm an old man now. Like, that's the stuff I think about when I'm thinking about going to a game.
I don't think that's old man. I think that's normal, man. And you know what? Vegas can, they can go fly a kite, man. Vegas can go fly a kite. I'm sick of them.
Ever since they started charging for parking.
Yeah, but then they get their hockey team and they get their NFL team, and now they
think baseball team now.
They think that they just own Vegas, and that might be the case too, Lloyd. I know that there's a team out there that's shopping around a little bit,
and an NBA team at some point.
I just think that Vegas can go fly a kite. I'm never going back unless I have to. I'm not even kidding you. I don't like it.
I'll only go if Scotty invites me.
You used to be able to get a $4.99 steak and egg breakfast that was just killer, that had hash browns and was just terrific. And now that breakfast costs you $24.
Well, yeah, it does. I would say avoid the Strip. There's, you know, Henderson, you go to the Green Valley Ranch or Resort.
Old Vegas sucks too. You do need to go out towards.
Yeah, don't go to Old Vegas. I mean, you're going to get hepatitis just walking down the street.
And they overcharge you in Old Vegas.
Yeah, don't mess.
And Fremont.
Fremont, don't touch any of that stuff. Don't mess with the Strip. Just go a little further south. Go to the South Point. Go to Henderson. There's lots of places you can go.
Scotty, Lloyd, and I have no intention to burn down this place, so we will not mention the buffet. But each of us got dysentery. Each of us were in our room with the sweats, gut wrench, like sickness because of a buffet that we ate on Fremont Street.
We should have known that was a bad place.
Yeah, as soon as we walked in and we saw that they highlighted oxtail soup, like that was their main dish on the buffet.
Yeah,
oxtail soup. And what's crazy is people were flooding in there getting 2 bowls of oxtail soup. And I'm looking at it like, it's oxtail soup.
Nobody eats oxtail soup.
We're all going to die over
purpose,
this.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Fremont Street's garbage. Old Vegas is garbage. The Strip is just absolute putrescence.
That's a new word.
Southtown? South Point?
South Point. I like South Point.
It's about the last standing.
Easy parking, good tables, great poker room. Love the poker room at South Point.
Vegas can go fly a kite. And they get their NFL team.
Oh, yeah.
And they get their hockey
team. NHL team. Baseball probably won't be too far behind.
Although,
I kind of like the idea of maybe driving down for a baseball game, but imagine sitting in a baseball stadium in Vegas in July. Hard pass on that, man.
Way hard pass.
You have to make that like a dome. It'd be an indoor stadium.
They'd have to.
You have to. There's no way you could. There's no way, unless you're doing all night games.
I mean, I guess, you
midnight,
know, the
still 95 degrees.
You got the AAA team down there that plays outdoors, so, I mean, they're making it work. Although I got to imagine those are mostly night games.
Yeah, Vegas and fly kite. I'm not rooting for the Raiders ever. I want the Raiders to go 0-17.
You wanted that before they even moved there. What are you talking about? Not like that changed. It's not because they're in Vegas.
Stop bringing up good points, Lloyd.
Yeah, you don't want me to have any joy whatsoever.
I know. I think Vegas is disgusting. I'm sick to my stomach what it's become.
Back in the day, early 2000s, like 05, 06, when we're down there for Mountain West Conference Media Day.
Fun times.
Those are fun times.
Those are great. Tropicana wasn't a nightmare.
No.
Tropicana, you could get off Tropicana and you could go grab an In-N-Out burger and be to your hotel room in 5 minutes. Now you can't even get to the In-N-Out burger without taking another exit off the Tropicana exit. This is a shame what it's become.
It's a crying shame.
And by the way, the Raiders will leave in about 5 years.
No, they built that Roomba stadium. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they'll turn that into
Zumba. What's the
Zumba?
Is Roomba what the housewives
Roomba's
are doing these
vacuum.
Days?
Roomba is what Richard Simmons invented. Zumba, I believe, is what sucks up dirt.
I think it's the other way around.
Zumba, I believe, is what Timmy Tebow invented.
Timmy Tebow. Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Was that his name?
I don't know, but
Jim Tebow?
I think it was Gary.
No, you know what I'm talking about, the karate
yeah,
guy.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think that, but anyway, the Raiders are going to be out of Vegas in 5 years.
What are you talking about?
They'll move to Mesquite.
Mesquite?
They'll be the Mesquite Raiders in 5 years.
Oh, see, now I can get behind that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd much more likely go to see a Mesquite Raiders game than a Las Vegas Raiders game.
Look, if you're driving down to Vegas, save yourself an hour, just stop in Mesquite. Go, you can do everything you want to do in Mesquite.
Yes, you can.
Anything you want to do in Vegas, you can do in Mesquite.
Plenty of beautiful golfing.
Yep.
And
I say golfing, you don't even have to go to Mesquite, just stop in St. George.
You could see a waterfall at the Casablanca. Got a waterfall there. Cascading water off of homemade boulders. It's cool.
So when I was down at the South Point, I had not played poker in a long time,
yeah.
Like competitive poker. And just getting that little taste, like I'm having a hard time not wanting to go back.
Well, yeah, those are fun times. When you sit there and you peek at those two cards and they're both.
Or finding a game here. No, I'm kidding.
They're both ladies. They're both queens. And
yeah.
You're like, I like pocket queens. Pocket aces always make me a little nervous.
Nothing worse.
But you get them and you're all excited. The reason it makes me nervous is because I'm like, oh, bullets. Everything's all in.
Yeah.
I'm not quitting, no matter what anybody does. And then you get
I've lost so many cracked. Hands with bullets before.
That's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You're not as confident with queens. It's like if somebody comes over the top of you and you got queens and you're like, well, they just came over the top big. You can fold queens.
Yeah. Can't fold aces.
Can't fold aces.
Nope.
Because then everybody, in your mind, you're thinking, if I folded aces, I don't have a chance in this. But, yeah, Lloyd, I do hope that the Las Vegas Raiders fall flat on their face.
I know. I know you do.
Yeah, Lloyd. Hope your team stinks.
And I hope that Aaron Rodgers is a
Justin
Denver Bronco.
Justin Fields is on the board at nine, and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense. Lloyd.
Come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go to break.
Hey, what is that? It's the same as me in wrestling. What
on the part of the Broncos, but that's been the Broncos for the better part of, 6 years now is quite honestly, they're pretty lame.
Yeah. I think he speaks for all of us.
You know, I don't even want to hear it from you Broncos people. Cause boo-hoo, we only have 4 Super Bowls in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3.
Is it 3?
Boo-hoo. Have a few bad years and you're quitting on your team. It's like, geez,
oh, man. I'm thinking
imagine threatening to become a Broncos fan for anything.
Like, what if I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan? How long have I been hurting?
You have Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, you got nobody.
But you know what I'm going to have is I'm going to have an injured Trevor Lawrence in the first 3 weeks because he's going to get hit and he's going to be put out there.
It just sucks starting a season if you're a fan of a team knowing that you just – like there's nothing to play for. You got a garbage quarterback and it's just going to suck.
Teddy Bridgewater wasn't that bad last year. He was just barely under 4,000 yards passing.
Teddy Bridgewater was that bad. Teddy Bridgewater is terrible. Nobody wants him. Nobody's excited to have him.
The Carolina Panthers are paying the Broncos. They're paying his salary just to move on and play somewhere else. That's how bad they want.
He just needed new scenery. Like, I think he's going to be good.
Are you telling me Carolina, like, put a couple of million in his hand and was like, just go away.
Go away. We will pay you not to be here.
What movie is that where the – oh, yeah, that's a depressing movie. Never mind.
What's that?
Green Mile.
As good as it gets when he's telling the story how his dad put a couple $100 in his hand and told him to go away and never come back.
Yeah, a lot of people like that movie. I was not a fan of that movie.
Oh, you didn't like that movie?
No, I mean, okay, I take that back. Great movie. Don't get me wrong. It's just a movie I saw. I'm like, okay, that was good. I never want to see that movie again.
Well, that was depressing. I love Verdell, though. I really wanted to get a Verdell. The dog?
Yeah.
He's so stinking cute.
You make me want to be a better man.
I thought that was a fantastic line. Because they build him as just this ornery guy that could never find happiness and was awkward with his OCD. But
apparently the tornado chaser turned everything around for him. That's great. The girl from Twister.
Oh yeah, okay, Helena. I was thinking of Sandy from Twister. I'm like, was he in that movie? I don't know why. I'm like, Bill Paxton?
Bill, you make me want to be a better
I don't know where we've gone with this segment. But hey, here's the bottom line. The Raiders are gonna suck.
The Broncos are gonna suck.
And Vegas deserves it. But the Broncos aren't going to suck as bad as the Raiders are going to suck.
Oh, no. Yeah, they will. Broncos will be worse.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. If they don't have a quarterback, they'll be worse.
Raiders are going to find a way to trade away Jacobs here any minute.
We can only hope. He's getting too good. We got to get rid of him. He's going to want money. Well, yeah, he's earned it. Get rid of him.
He's going to accidentally win a game if he keeps running.
He's
like
a little banged up. He didn't even play that much last year.
Can't have that. All right, Hans and Scotty, we're live here at Built Bar. 9 great flavors. Plus, you got the limited time offers that come in on those great flavors as well. We've tried, let's see, today we've been busy here. Peanut butter brownie. We've tried some caramel brownie. So many great flavors. And you know what? You don't have to feel guilty, Brent, after eating one of these things.
You really don't, because they're high in protein. They keep the calories low. They keep the net carbs low. They keep the sugars low. So if you're doing a specialty diet, if you're not, you're not going to feel like crap after eating it. It will fit the parameters of any strict diet, whether you're doing keto, you're counting macros, if you're doing Weight Watchers, you know, anything. Spring is in the air, and so summer's coming. We maybe want to slim down for our summer bod. We're getting more active. We're hiking. Throw it in your hiking bag. It's really great for, you know, your kids' lunches. I also love the Built Bites. The Built Bites are the fun size of the Built Bar, and they come in all of the flavors that your favorite Built Bar comes in, and you can just throw them in your kid's lunchbox. You can throw them in your golf bag, your gym bag. They travel really well. I keep a couple in my car to stop my kids from fighting in the back seat when they need a little pick-me-up. So they're really great for everyone, like you said.
You know, one aspect that we don't talk enough about, and I know that these bars have gone national, and they're blown up across the country, but I was just looking at this. Built Bar Brand LLC, 600 East, 700 South, right here in good old American Fork. These things are made, manufactured,
local, right here,
boxed, shipped from American Fork, Utah. So you're getting a fresh bar, you're getting a local product, you're supporting and buying local, and these protein bars, nothing beats the flavor.
I love that you hit on that. I love supporting local businesses, and I love that it's one of our own Utah companies, and it really has blown up, and they're the number one protein bar now. So it's really cool to watch their story and to support local. And you're right, just because they taste great and they totally separate themselves from all the other competition out there.
Promo code ZONE gets you 10% off your first order. That's promo code ZONE gets you 10% off. Hey, I'm going to read you a couple texts here, Brenna, because you'll like this.
Okay.
So after our last remote here, it was actually the day of the draft a couple of weeks ago. And a couple of really good friends of mine,
yeah.
We met to talk about the draft and have a little bite after the show. And I had a few bars because I'd just been here, and every now and then, you know, the wall of samples, we may snag a bar or two. And so these guys, these two buddies of mine, they knew I was a Bill Burr. They're like, are these good? I'm like, well, let me go out to my car. I'll give you a couple bars.
Yeah.
So on a group chat, one of them said, since you are at Built Bar, just let you know, my wife and I like the samples you gave us so much that we ordered two cases last week. So great bars. And then the next guy goes, yeah, they're great. I'm buying them on the regular as well.
See, there you go. Spread
so there you
the
go.
Love. See, this is what happens when you share. See, I don't share mine. This is good. This is good. I need to share now.
So once you try it, you're going to get hooked. BuiltBar.com, 10% off using the promo code ZONE right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Tim Roy joining us, longtime radio play-by-play voice of the Golden State Warriors. I'm curious what you think of the Jazz possibilities of going from out in the first round to they get to a conference final, an NBA final, or a championship? What are you thinking?
I think for the Jazz, the karma and the cards are falling into place here. I think the door is wide open for Utah to take this year. And when I'm looking at their numbers and looking at their personnel, it reminds me of a Warriors team. I think the door is open. I think it's wide open. And there's not a team in the East, I think, that I would be totally terrified of. I think the door is open for Utah.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall.
Did you miss the big topic of the day, the big interview? Or maybe you missed another of the guy's shenanigans?
Recall.
It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show.
Recall.
It's Total Recall with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Recall.
Hanson Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hanging out here at Built Bar. Remember, use promo code ZONE. You'll get 10% off your first order. You can put together, you get a sample pack. You get 18 bars, two flavors in each one. Let's go. Try those 9 different flavors. Get that peanut butter brownie.
We had the peanut butter brownie today. But every one of these bars, you're just going to love the flavor. You're going to love the consistency. You won't find a protein bar like this. It's so delicious. Perfectly built.
Let's go.
And packed full of protein. 19 grams of protein in this peanut butter chocolate or this peanut butter brownie. So good. 17 grams in the caramel brownie. So you're getting as much protein as you need, and you're getting an incredibly delicious bar with it.
All you have to do is go to builtbar.com, promo code ZONE, 10% off. All right, time for Total Recall, recapping some of the big moments of today's show. Let's go back to our conversation with Jordan Schultz. Asked him right out of the gate what his best matchup for the Jazz would be in the first round.
You know, I've gone back and forth with this. Somebody said, I can't remember who it was, but they're like, oh, Utah's had this great year. And then they reward us to play the Lakers. And I thought about it. And at first I thought, okay, yeah, that's true. But then I started thinking about it. And I was like, listen, the Lakers have not been very good the whole season. They really haven't, the second half. And the problem with the Lakers has been they don't really have a lot of offensive creativity. And the fact that they have their two best players, you know, dealing with injuries and a 7-footer coming back from an Achilles. And Davis really hasn't been the same. You know, I've watched a lot of their games, and the problem for him has just been explosiveness, fluidity. He might make shots, but he's turned the ball over and he's not erasing shots at the rim. And if you're the Lakers,
your whole thing all year has been, we'll just put AD at the five and everything else will work out. Well, if he's not 90% and he hasn't been, then it's not going to work. So I'd probably rather play the Lakers, a gimpy Lakers team, than the Warriors, who have caught fire and beaten two of the best teams in the league consecutive games. You know, I just don't want to deal with Steph and Draymond and that team. I just maybe it's just me, but to me, playing the defending champs who really have struggled is a much more appetizing first round matchup.
Hey, Jordan, give me your top five MVP list, and is Rudy Gobert on it?
So I think Jokic has really secured it. He's been unbelievable. I mean, he just has, and the fact that he's been played in, you know, but, you know, every game and been so consistent, to me, gives him the pretty formidable number one, you know, lock. I think he's going to get it. And I was always about Embiid, you know, but missing that many games is just brutal, especially in a shortened season. So I think it's pretty clearly the top three are Jokic, Embiid, Steph. And then I think you can make a combination of Giannis, Luka, Gobert, and Dame, maybe Kawhi for that final five and six spot. So I probably wouldn't put Rudy right there. I think if I'm going to make a top five, I think I might put Dame at five and Giannis at four and exclude Doncic. That's me. I think the fact that you have Jokic winning it, though, is great for the league because you have not had a bona fide center win it since Shaq 20 years ago, two decades. So, and he's done it in such a variety of ways, Jokic. So I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for the league to have a center win it.
Sixth man and defensive player of the year awards. Do you think those land with Jazz players?
First of all, if Jordan Clarkson doesn't get sixth man of the year, I'm done. There's not a more deserving player. If you go back in the last 10 years, 15 years, I don't know if you'll find a guy more deserving than Jordan Clarkson. Not only has he done it, but he plays winning basketball. His numbers in the crunch time are phenomenal. And they really rely on him like an all-star. I mean, he's so good. So 100% Clarkson. Defensive player of the year is going to be really, really close. And the backlash, I've asked around, like, what would it take for Rudy not to win it? And let me just give you that sense. Because I think he has my vote. But what would allow him or disallow him to win it is a combination of a little bit of voter fatigue and the fact that, you know, he has struggled in the playoffs. And I said to people, well, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And they say, well, in the voting, in some voters' minds, they go back to him not being able to play in certain playoff games against the Rockets, for example. And I push back and say, that's ridiculous. We're talking about a regular season award with one of the most dominant defensive players of the last couple decades. And that's why he wouldn't win it. I think he ultimately will win it. I'm just giving you the perspective of here's the pushback.
I want to go back to another award, Coach of the Year. And with the Knicks now being decent, you know, above average, and where
solid.
They are at market-wise.
Like the word solid.
Yeah. Is that we all kind of think Quinn Snyder should win that award, but is Tom Thibodeau going to do it now because the Knicks aren't a dumpster fire anymore?
If it was an East-West award, it'd be Quinn, Tom. If it's just one award, which it is, it's Quinn. It's Quinn. And you guys – you guys know I love Quinn Snyder because he's a Seattle product like myself, and I think he's terrific. But here's what I'll say about Thibodeau. He goes to an organization that has been irrelevant, and you know they're going to go to their first playoffs in 9 years. I've been in New York 11 years. They've been in the postseason once. They're the laughing stock of the league. For him to come in, and they've been a top five defense all year, and they don't have an all defensive player. You know, the all defensive teams are just two of them. So they're not going to get – I mean, listen, Noel and Randall, these guys have defended Bullock. They're not going to be all defensive players. So the fact that Thibodeau has got a really young team that hasn't won to buy in defensively, first and foremost, is really impressive. They've won games. They're going to be a bona fide playoff team. I think he'll get a lot of votes. But I would defer or lean on Quinn for the award. But I don't want to take anything away from Thibodeau because, like you said, they've been awful, absolutely awful. And that hire in New York was very mixed. The thought was, well, we're bringing in a guy who runs guys into the ground. We have a young team. We really want that. And he's been very successful. I'm excited to see what they do because they're going to have a lot of cap.
Jordan Schultz from ESPN joining us. We've been following Jordan for quite some time. does a really good job, and I think he's got a soft spot in his heart for the Jazz as well. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with the Jazz in the playoffs, Golden State, Lakers. Who knows, maybe Portland falls down into there as well. That'd be nice. That's why the Jazz need to win tonight, force Portland down into the play-in game.
Yeah, that's something you got to take into consideration, because you got to imagine if the Lakers bumped out of that playoff or the play-in and Portland bumped down, they would still keep Memphis and San Antonio out. And maybe, I guess Portland would probably finish in the 7, and then you'd have Golden State in the 8. You know, it feels like most ways you cook this, Golden State is going to be in the 8.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Sure seems that way.
It almost feels like the Jazz are destined to meet up with Golden State. And I, well, obviously, playoff Steph is a menace, but I still think with Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell back, what I saw from Golden State does not worry me. Not to the point where I feel like I would definitely favor the Jazz in that. Look, and I wouldn't. Like, if they were facing the Lakers and the Lakers are the 8th seed, but LeBron James was expected to be 95%, I wouldn't favor the Jazz in that series. I'm talking, yeah. Now, that's not going to happen because LeBron James is not going to be 95 to 100%. LeBron cannot be that same active figure that's going to give you insane defensive play. And when everything is in a lull, he'll put it all on his back. I don't think that LeBron can do that this year.
Well, and you were remarkably healthy throughout your playing career, but you dealt with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah. My redshirt freshman year at BYU. Worst injury I ever dealt with in football.
Yeah.
Worst injury I ever dealt with.
I mean, the torsions.
Yeah, that was bad. That wasn't an injury. That was just a natural phenomenon. That was horrible. The ruptured kidney was horrible.
I'm sorry.
It was really bad. I know, dude. Sometimes you're just not a real good friend.
Wait a minute. The ruptured kidney. What was that?
A sledding accident.
Oh, that's right.
Ruptured my kidney.
And then was it the out on the river, on the lake, where you had the – were you on like a something on the
– hamstring.
Hamstring. Yeah. Okay.
Ripped my hamstring.
So you've suffered far worse injuries off the field than you did on the field.
Yeah. The high ankle sprain is the worst. I broke that bone in my hand and have a plate and some screws put in. But that was minimal compared to – I was back in 3 weeks with that plate and screws in my hand.
Yeah.
That high ankle sprain, it was 6 weeks before I could put weight on it.
Jeez.
And it was a year and 2-3 months before I felt like that. It was completely behind me.
Wow.
I'm not LeBron James. And
is that something like, do they put you in a boot for it? Or like?
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just like, it's just got to heal on its own.
The taping process on a high ankle sprain, there's a certain way to tape a high ankle sprain using, they used moleskin. Basically, they put a tape cast on you. Every practice, every game, they put a pretty heavy tape job to keep that thing supported, because the bones are separating.
Yeah.
And you've got to allow that ligament that tears between those two bones to regrow. There's just no way LeBron is going to be healthy.
No.
He's going to be in a lot of pain. And guess what? Because it is structural, because there's functional damage that's done, his ankle's not going to function the way he needs it to function. So I feel good about the Utah Jazz chances against the Lakers if they do match up with them, because LeBron isn't on the court. I wouldn't feel – not because LeBron is not 100% on the court. And I would favor the Lakers if he was.
That would be a
horrible first-round matchup.
But – I don't think he is, and I think that's why the Lakers are playing in the 7-8 game. I mean, there's a reason these teams are down there. Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson's gone. Steph's had to carry all the loads. Draymond Green's, Father Time's catching up with him. But it's still Steph Curry and the Warriors. It's still LeBron James and the Lakers, and frankly, I don't want any part of it. I mean, if you could, you may even want to be a 3-seed taking on Portland in the first round. Denver may end up getting the better – or the Clippers may end up getting the better deal out of all of this.
Yep.
All right, 145, Hans and Scotty wrap things up next. Get you ready for the big show straight ahead here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Hey, Garrett Bowles is going to be on the show. Pro bowler Garrett Bowles.
What's he doing? How about... Didn't he get let go by the Broncos?
No, he just signed a huge deal with the Broncos. Yes.
Wait a minute.
I sent you an email.
No, I saw that, but
in fact, I'll read it. Former University of Utah and Snow College standout and current starting Denver Bronco All-Pro offensive tackle Garrett Bowles.
I skipped over that part.
Garrett is being honored at the National Football Foundation celebration.
And he's going to jump on with us.
I honestly have never hoped somebody wasn't listening more in my entire career.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Might be better off to have some meat sit out for 6 months.
Yeah, Lloyd, I know.
Good luck with that.
We can go to the Paradise tomorrow.
I think we're going to be safe, buddy. I've been there a few times. Scott and I have the sushi summit coming up to put the list of 60 and 60 somewhat together. Lloyd cannot make it to the sushi summit. And we've got a lot of work in front of us. And typically this takes 2 hours. And in 2 hours, at an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet.
Oh, it's all-you-can-eat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I just hate paying a la carte.
Oh, no, it's all-you-can-eat. Yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat, $13.
Are we going to walk in and they're going to boot us out like the last all-you-can-eat sushi place?
They didn't boot us out. They just told us that all-you-can-eat does not apply to you. That actually happened.
That happened.
Yeah, it did.
Although they said it was for everybody, but.
But there were like six ladies sitting at a table, and you could tell that they were eating a buffet. Like they were eating all-you-can-eat sushi, which, you know, to them it's like a roll, maybe two. And they saw Scotty and I walk in, and they said, look.
A la carte. You guys are a la carte.
And we're like, are you being serious? I feel like I'm very profiled right now.
I feel like we're being shamed.
I didn't even have a Tupperware or anything with me.
Bet those old ladies did, though.
I bet they did. Absolutely.
Probably missing silverware now.
Did I tell that story?
Did you steal some silverware?
No, I didn't steal any silverware.
Scotty.
What?
What silverware what? Did you take?
Why did you bring up silverware? No, I did not steal silverware. I was curious to know what you were talking about.
He said, did you steal silverware? You said, did I tell that story? What story?
I was saying, what story are you talking about with the silverware? I didn't know what you were talking about.
Is he shaking his head?
Okay, so tell me what silverware did you steal?
I don't know. I wanted to see what Lloyd was referring to. I have no idea what Lloyd's talking about.
There's a story here.
There's no story.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything. Well, Lloyd, what were you referencing about stealing silverware?
Well, usually old people steal silverware.
Wait a second.
Is that true?
Lloyd, do you know something about this?
No, I don't know anything that Scotty's done.
Is that a geriatric thing where you steal silverware?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait a second. Did you steal silverware?
I did not steal silverware.
You got really uncomfortable when he said, I hope you're not stealing silverware.
I don't know what you're talking
was
about.
This another, like...
Besides, knowing what the Gerards eat on, like, there's no way it could be that nice of silverware.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
I don't know what you meant by that word. Anyway, no silverware has been stolen.
So we will put the list of 60 and 60 together. We've got some preliminary names. We really got to kick up the Utah State names. For Utah and BYU fans out there, obviously there's some mainstays on here. Nick Ford is going to be up the top of the list. Devin Lloyd, Brant Keithy. I do think that a Ute is probably going to win the number one spot again. Has BYU ever had a number one spot?
Nope. It's always been Utah.
They've controlled the number one
every single year.
Because this goes back to 2015?
Yeah, it was 15. It was the first year. We tried to do it in 14. We couldn't quite pull it off in time. So 2015 was the first year we did it.
So this will be our seventh season.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Did not do it in 2020. So this will be our sixth year we've done it.
Sixth year. And then on BYU side of things, obviously Puka Nacua and Samson Nacua are going to make an appearance. And that's tough because then we've got to place TJ Pledger and Chris Curry.
Yeah.
The two transfer running backs for Utah. I don't know. I'm just telling – I guess what I'm trying to tell people is calm it down, relax, take a deep breath. This list won't be science, but there are going to be a lot of people that will be upset that certain individuals aren't on this list.
It's going to be a rough year.
And that certain ones are.
It's going to be a rough
year. It's going to be a rough year for 1660.
All right, Brent is with us one last time. We're live here at Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code ZONE. And Brenna herself will make sure you get 10% off.
Yes.
It's the Brenna guarantee.
Promo code ZONE for 10% off. Yes, thanks for hanging out with me, you guys, today. It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun, too. And the great thing is, like, if we were to say, Hans, what's your favorite flavor? He's got one. Yeah. I've got a favorite flavor. You've got one. Johnny's got one. And they're all different. And that's what's the great thing about Built Bar.
Yeah.
It's true.
I'll have my favorite in the morning, and then I'll have my favorite number two in the afternoon, followed up by, like, my 10 p.m. sweet tooth. It's all different.
Yeah.
Like, depending on my mood, it changes. Yeah.
That's a really good point. And the great thing is, though, you've got flavors. If somebody's like, you know, the double chocolate, I'm not a big chocolate fan, but I want maybe something a little bit with some fruit. You got the cherry. You got the raspberry.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, there's something for everybody here.
There's something for everyone. And I really love that they are great for any restrictive diet that you're on. If you know, are doing keto, counting macros, Weight Watchers, anything like that, These bars are high in protein. They're low in calories, low in net carbs, and so they're really great for any restrictive diet. If you're trying to lose weight or watch your carb count or watch your sugar intake, they will check all the boxes there as well. Plus, tastes great.
Plus, and that's the most important thing, tastes great, because there's a lot of protein bars out there that have all of what you're talking about, but they taste awful.
And they're really surprisingly high in calories.
Yes, great point, yeah.
So I've always been so shocked at how high in calories protein bars are. So I love that these are low in calories.
BuiltBar.com, use promo code ZONE. Get 10% off that first order. That's promo code ZONE. Get you 10% off. Hans and I will be back with you tomorrow. Big show next. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.